When we're talking about metta, we know that metta can be accompanied by pleasant feeling or indifferent feeling, but can only be the object of rupa jhanas, not of the highest jhana, the rupa jhanas, which because it has to be with indifferent feeling, but I heard that as a reason, but metta can arise with pleasant feeling or indifferent feelings.
When it's not jhana.
I see. When it's not jhana, it's pleasant feeling and different feeling. But when it's jhana, it can only be with pleasant feeling.
Right.
I see. Thank you.
Can one imagine the pleasant feeling with jhana, see? Not like the sense object at all.
Right.
Ajahn, what's your feeling now about the possibility of attaining jhana?
Great panya.
Do you think people these days, some people may have the ability?
Do they know what samatha is?
Well, presumably.
Presumably, when they develop. But it's only thinking.
There's obviously many people who mistake strange experiences for jhana, but it could be someone somewhere.
When there is no understanding, how can it lead to that degree of calmness?
If you hear what is said about how they teach jhana, the people who are said to have attained jhana, if you hear descriptions of what they teach to other people, then it's pretty obvious what the answer is.
Okay. Well, Robert is talking about some monk in some forest jungle.
Yeah. So Ivan had some experience when he was a monk or something, didn't he?
So it's what about the teacher to attain jhana?
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking of those people. I was thinking of just
some humble forest monk, right?
Well, say some of us who've studied the teachings, for example, devoted ourselves to jhana.
Why would we? Before one can know who knows or not know, let's talk. Have conversation with them to see whether right or wrong.
Ivan, you've had a jhana experience?
No, I don't know. I talked to you about this once and you didn't think it was jhana, so... It was extremely blissful and beautiful, and it was on the breath, but I have no idea what it was. There was the conditions for it at that young age.
Can that be right for jhana?
Anything can happen by conditions,
yes.
But after jhana, the panya, which is what you call it, pachavekana jhana, must arise to be able to understand each jhana factor. Vitaka is different from vichara. See?
What do you mean must arise? Will arise or it should arise?
After jhana.
Always arise.
Always arise. The pachavekana jhana. Because it's so unusual,
special.
That's why the citta at that moment can understand the difference of the jhana factors. Like vitaka is different from vichara. See? The two are very close cetasikas. The vichara cannot arise without vitaka, because in the first jhana there must be both vitaka and vichara, but for the second jhana, no vitaka. So the person who had attained jhana must be so panya that can see the difference between the jhana factor, because the jhana factor is there.
Just at that moment of
after pachavekana jhana. I don't know how many meditation center, but Khun Thanit's center, you know him, Khun Thanit, thought that he had attained so highly level of jhana. He can talk about the vitaka and vichara, and it's like reading from the book. It's not the direct experience and the panya which sees the difference between the two, because they are so very close. Like the sound of the bell and the echo of it. See? Who can tell which one is the echo and which one is the originator? The vitaka and the vichara, so forth. It's like pachavekana jhana arise after makkha, pala, citta.
So the idea that one could have had an experience and not be sure whether it was jhana or not,
I think that's you mentioned that before, and when I looked into that, I think that's what I concluded, that it couldn't have been jhana because there was no learning from it.
And the path leading to nibbana must be the path which goes along with detachment all the way. Otherwise, it's hindered again. by thinking, by recollecting some happenings or things like that.
Well, could it have been upajara, just...
No.
Because that wouldn't have the reviewing, I was thinking.
Sati sampajanya arise. And when it's sati sampajanya, it is panya, which knows exactly at that moment, not after. Because before it can reach that stage, panya develops together with samatha until it appears to be the upajara. And one knows the difference between the moment when it's not upajara and the moment when it's just upajara, not yet apanasamadhi. Because during the upajara, there can be the experience of realities like sound and sight and smell and taste. So one knows that it's not the stage of apanasamadhi yet. So it can see that when it is and when it's not. Someone the calmness did, only.
If someone had experienced upajara samadhi, it's something unusual. They might imagine they had full jhana.
Because you see that now we get stuck with the word. Mm-hmm. We try to pinpoint whether this is what level.
Yes.
But without a teaching, how can we know? And if it happens, how can we know whether it's this or that? For example, the Tathangka Samadhi, the Tathangka arising with Satipatthana, there must be Samadhi.
Yes, monetary Samadhi.
But sometimes it's more than just that. It doesn't matter we name it or call it Upajara, because by not developing Jhana with Panya, all the step from this to that, to the upajara, how can we know whether it's on the way or is that? See, because what is the book is just upajara, which is not apana yet. But that can be before upajara. We don't mind or care about it at all, as long as panya is there to know reality as it is. But we can see that when it grows, the samatha and samadhi appears better and better. Otherwise, the panya cannot understand reality clearly at all. Goes together, and it shows up when panya is there, at that level of vipassana.
Does the apana refer just to the samadhi, or the samadhi and the vitaka, or all the jhana factors?
There must be sati sampajanya, which understands the kusala citta, which is karma and karma, up to the degree that is close to apana, which means at that moment no experience of sense object.
Yes.
But you see that even daily life, at moment of kusala, of samatha, it does not experience sense object. But the sense object is experienced in between. But when it's apana samadhi, it's the moment of understanding the state of samatha. Which after that one can tell what is vitaka and what is vijara.
So someone who's attained apana, even they just attained it for 30 seconds or something, they would have that reviewing and know that
the first time must be one moment.
Oh, only one moment?
Just one moment.
Really?
The first time.
And then drop out?
And then pachavekanayana follows instantly.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
With sati sampajanya.
The first time you'd go into apana samadhi, and that would be for a long time.
The first time you got it, it must be one moment only.
And then have the review.
But think about that moment, which is apana samadhi, that one can know exactly what vitaka is and vijara is, all the jhana's factors.
And then back into jhana after that?
No, just pachavekana jhana.
Really?
Yes. And otherwise, it's not jhana because panya is not sharp enough.
Why does it have to be that first time?
Because it's first time.
Really?
Not skillful yet. That person has to practice on and on.
I haven't read anything by anyone that's talking like this at all. About
just first moment.
I don't believe in jhana.
That's why there's no skill in jhana at that moment of first jhana.
And that person knows exactly.
So that there is reviewing, definitely. Must be, I see.
Of all jhana's factors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I asked whether the apana samadhi referred actually to the concentration or the vitaka or the factors was because I read in the commentary that it actually referred to the vitaka
and vijara.
Well, it just said to the vitaka, but maybe it's
just one.
That's what it mentioned.
Just one, but the vekana vara.
No, it, not talking about the Panchavekana, the moment of jhana, it mentioned that the apana, the absorption
second
of
jhana, that's not Panchavekana.
No, so it has to be the first jhana.
So can this answer your question about today, whether there are people who have attained jhana?
Well, it sounds like it's less likely than I thought based on what people are saying. I still think, say just theoretically, are there people with the accumulations now who, if they had correct theoretical understanding?
We would say any time when there are right conditions, yes. But when you ask about today, in order to know exactly, we have to have conversation.
Yeah, no, I don't know anyone personally who thinks that time.
Oh, impossible to think that that person would attain, or this person would attain.
But if they had, would it help you in
it? Oh, just vaguely, this is just one of those Dharma questions that one ponders from time to time. So I just want to be careful that we're not pushing away the possibility of someone who has accumulation to develop some metta, possibly.
It's like vipassana jnana, if one would say that I have attained such and such, do you believe? Without right conditions, yeah. So the same as samatha.
Do you think our Tibetan monks have got there?
Well, it's very hard to judge. I was telling Ivan I've been reading a book about Tibet. It's actually not specifically on Tibetan Buddhism, but it mentions several lamas who practiced various kinds of meditation. And there are some photographs of the lamas out in the middle of nowhere with these incredible, wild physical environments. The sound of water from a waterfall is one of the objects of contemplation. And they look like wonderful, wonderful people. They seem to radiate as if they were sitting in a lounge room in a house in a safe place. They're sitting out in the middle of nowhere in some state, I assume, of jhana. Whether I can judge whether they've attained, it's impossible. But they certainly look free from all care and from all fear, and the faces have a certain radiance which is pleasant visible object to me.
You can ask what is the object.
That's the point, it's impossible to.
See? Just by the object we can tell whether it's right or wrong.
He mentioned sound of water.
What about the undifferentiated sound is one of the phrases that...
It is dhamma vajra citta, not jhana citta. You see that sound is the enemy of jhana in Tipitaka. In Tipitaka.
It disturbs the mind.
That's interesting. Is that in a Tipitaka? The jhana can only be developed
actually,
through
the
contemplation.
The five senses, but usually sound. Ofstra,
well,
the progress of...
When it talks about suitable places for developing samatha, lack of noise is one of the primary requirements.
So how would you explain these, let's say it's kama vacara experiences, how would you...
It's the matter of panya, it's not just a matter of picture or visible object.
The development of jhana is the development of panya.
Right. At level of know how to be kusala, calm and calm.
The popular misconception is development of jhana is development of concentration on an object.
So these blissful-looking monks out in the wilds with the running water, would you say this is just the development of attachment?
Otherwise, Buddha would say that in order to know who's panya, just look.
So is jhana a worthwhile goal for us to
samatha
jhana? To be in samsara?
To be in samsara.
This is something that troubles me slightly. Ajahn, when you say just to stay in samsara, but what about someone who genuinely has accumulations towards samatha? There must be people like that in the world, and they hear that from you, and it pushes them away from, even if they can't attain jhana, but maybe they have accumulations towards samatha. Shouldn't we be careful not to dampen their enthusiasm for what may be a career and future lives even as samatha?
Samatha is a level of kusala, so it depends on who can attain by conditions or not.
Yeah.
If one doesn't have accumulation for it, should we try?
No, no, but if we give a blanket thing, it's like you just said, it's only for staying in samsara, which we know samatha is something you can learn outside of a Buddha dispensation. Satipatthana is the really important thing, but still, for the person who has accumulations for samatha,
then
if
there are conditions for samatha.
But if he hears that from you...
Yeah, from Tipitaka.
But if he hears that from you, that samatha is only staying in samsara, they might totally turn off trying to develop some.
Depending on their conditions.
That would be to misunderstand what she's saying, though. Yeah. Because she's not saying don't develop samatha. If your goal is continued life in samsara, then you have all of attaining jhana.
I think if one has the understanding that samatha is impossible now, then one would not try to develop it.
Why wouldn't one develop samatha? Just because jhana is not possible in this lifetime.
For example, right now we're talking about realities. Mm-hmm. And does anyone want to have jhana or understanding reality? We are talking about seeing visible mm-hmm. object and so forth. Does anyone want to develop jhana?
The way you put it, Ajahn, it seems like a waste of time or an unnecessary kind of loop. The real shortcut is to understand realities now as they arise.
Well, Buddha taught those who had developed samatha before mm-hmm. or had accumulation for samatha, he would have samatha by conditions. Mm-hmm. Buddha didn't say no. But for those who could have the divine eyes and so forth, mm-hmm. it can arise by condition, but that person would become also an arahata. If that person didn't have condition to become enlightened, what would he teach that person? To develop jhana or to be sukha vipassaka? But for those who had accumulations, he can. Whatever happened must be by conditions. So today, it depends. Those who do not appreciate the understanding of realities, they do according to their accumulations. Yeah.
But if we say they do according to their accumulations and they try to have jhana or try to develop samatha, it's not understanding what the development mm-hmm. of samatha is anyway.
Because they don't have accumulation of understanding. So who can change that idea? And whenever there is right understanding, it is samatha as well. The Eightfold Path. Both samatha and vipassana. No need to develop extra samatha.
Sometimes it's like people are saying, well, if we're talking about the development of satipatthana, dhammas are conditioned and there's no self and no control. But when we're talking about samatha, then there's something that can be done or a practice that can be followed. So it's like saying, for satipatthana, all dhammas are anatta, but for samatha, there's an atta that can do something or try to do something. But no. All dhammas are anatta, regardless of what kusala or akusala is involved.
But there's conditions such as hearing from the right person about samatha, and obviously if one misunderstands, like if we said only satipatthana is worthwhile, not that I'm saying that, someone might think, oh, okay, I'm not going to worry about any of the other, you know, like giving or anything else, only focus on satipatthana.
That would be misunderstanding.
Yeah, so we have to be careful what we say.
I know that satipatthana is worthwhile. Mm. I know that other things, other activities like watching movies is just increasing more lopa. But that doesn't stop me from going by watching movies.
Mm. But shouldn't we encourage all kusala, not just satipatthana?
If Kusukin tries not to watch TV, and what about understanding at that moment? Yeah. See? It doesn't matter. Because one forgets that whatever appears has a reason. Nobody can do anything at all. But there can be right understanding of that reality. So in order to try to manage anything to arise, it's wrong. Whatever arises is conditioned. So no I who is trying to do anything, but developing understanding, realities. And trying not to have pleasure from sensuous object is not the duty or responsibility of Kunsukin, because he's not so tapanna and sakatagami yet. Because for sotapanna and sakatagami, they develop understanding so that they could become anagami.
So they see the danger of sense desire. Mm-hmm.
Not the others who's not sotapanna.
That's interesting. So our duty, being not sotapanna, is to see the danger of wrong view. After sotapanna, start to see the danger of
more refined acoustic.
Are you saying that he's a sotapanna, he can't watch television?
No.
All of a sudden.
Anagami.
Uh-huh. I thought this one requires to be other person.
Yeah, that's right.
Drop away. Appetite or drop away. It's not the way to have understanding of reality at all.
Yeah, it all makes a lot of sense to me, so much actually.
Even the development of samatha has to be understood in the light of satipatthana, because it's still conditioned dharmas, whatever we're talking about, even jhana.
Yeah, they always believe if you do enough samatha, eventually at some point, vipassana will arise. They all believe that.
But it's not samatha either.
Yeah.
More moha, not knowing what it is, and clinging too, also clinging. Not only more.